Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Individuals have allegedly stolen the head of F.W. Murnau, director of the famous 1922 vampire flick. Traces of wax were left behind, along with a candle, with authorities suggesting that the skull could have been lifted for ritualistic practices. This isn't the first time that the grave has been disturbed. In the 1970s, would-be grave robbers damaged his iron casket, and attempts to breach the coffin also occurred this past February. He was killed in a California car crash along with his chauffeur in 1931 and was entombed in Germany's Stansford Southwestern Cemetery at a family plot. His movie is the earliest known film adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula. His contributions to iconic German expressionist film were a major influence on the emerging silver screen genre of horror movies, such as Universal's Dracula starring Bela Lugosi, inspiring spooky movies for generations to come. A team of physicists at the Large Hadron Collider, working with researchers from the University of Kansas, has created a small amount of plasma similar to the plasma thought to have been at the beginning of the universe. This plasma was created by colliding a lead nucleus and a proton particle inside the compact muon solenoid detector at CERN. The quark gluon-based particle is the absolute highest temperature particle that has ever been formed in a lab, and scientists are still trying to understand how physics work at these extreme temperatures. Lead scientists for the CMS detector expect the discovery to aid their knowledge in the area of high-energy physics. Within the study of Big Bang cosmology, it is thought to have been the very slight period of time which the temperature of the universe became so hot that the four fundamental forces were singular. In the beginning, our universe was in a dense state of energy extreme heat. The lab created the quark gluon plasma particle with a temperature of 7 million degrees Fahrenheit.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
Reality TV stars have hit shows like Dirty Jobs, National Geographic's Taboo, and Netflix documentary Skeleton Inc. are allowing users to purchase real human skulls, including fetal specimens and other human bones, direct from their website, causing a stir on Reddit. And upon investigation, we learned that the purchase of these post-mortem pieces aren't available for purchase just by anyone. The website states that due to stringent regulations, the specimens are only available to medical or educational academic institutions such as college professors, teachers, doctors, nurses, and the list goes on. And whether they check your credentials before they run your credit card, well, we don't know. Most human specimens seem to sell for around $950 to $1,850. If you have a low budget or are working in a specific area of research, they say the site will sell you a human finger bone for just about $12. Which some users say can be purchased by just about anyone in the museum's storefront. The website also features a search and rescue pack, which appears to be a random grab bag of skeletal remains for training cadaver canine police units. Whose random bits are they selling? Well, we have no clue, but they claim to be legally and ethically obtained. Skulls Unlimited, founded in South Oklahoma City, offers taxidermy services in providing museum-quality arrangements of humans and other animals, from as small as meerkats to as large as elephants and humpback whales. Their co-joined Museum of Osteology is a massive educational complex of meticulously preserved osteological specimens and is the first museum of its kind in North America. The company just recently opened a second museum, Skeletons Animals Unveiled, in Orlando, Florida. Well, what's next? I'm Leo Ashcraft. This is Dark Matter News.